This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And of course, we rejoin. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. And because it's Monday, that means we started off with some conversations from my fellow tactical response alumnus who, you know, our ink is still not dry just yet on our diplomas. That would be one Rob Morse, podcaster, writer extraordinaire. Good evening, sir.
And friend of Bill Frady and Lock and Load Radio. It's great to talk with you again.
I don't even know if that's really something I would want to put on my resume there, Rob.
I'm proud to be here.
Okay.
Anybody
I want to tell you something. I want to tell you something.
Me personally, we can meet out back.
Very
what?
Good. You remember the part of the lecture, there's like a video lecture that we had to watch where,
right.
Where he said, James Jager was talking about how he tells his wife, well, that guy just doesn't know how good a thing it is that I'm carrying a gun, because otherwise I'd be doing some stuff to him.
The message there being, you have to walk away from every fight you possibly can, because there's going to be a gun in it. You're going to bring it.
Well, it wasn't just that. I mean, it was, I had this punk kid today on the road, and I've got it on dash cam. But the kid came around, he passed me in a left-hand turn, he passed me in the turn, and was in the wrong lane over the two yellow lines and everything, something that I would never do as an old guy. Of course, he was a kid. And, of course, then he was wagging his finger at me and everything, and then something in me, the caveman brain, started coming over me. And I started increasing my speed. And I was just thinking, I wonder whether it be his bowels or his bladder or both, if I showed him a gun in his rearview mirror. And then I didn't do either one of those because, you know, I have to, you know, it's a good thing I'm carrying a gun because otherwise that kid would have been in big trouble.
It is. And in that case, we're all better off that you are carrying.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good. You got to do that. You and I hate to read about a guy who didn't have his mind wrapped around the gun, went, hey, this is a lethal tool. Is this a lethal problem?
Yeah.
Then it's the wrong tool for the job.
Yes. So, what's on your mind, boss? I've seen some of your stuff. I've been talking about some of your stuff. What's on your mind?
Did you talk about Rachel Malone yet?
I did not talk about Rachel Malone. What about Rachel Malone?
Rachel is a friend of mine. I saw her when she was standing in an Appleseed booth at the Houston, Texas NRA event. Oh, gosh, how many years ago is that? 4 or 5 years? And, oh, she's from Texas. Oh, she trains women. Oh, yeah, she'd like to podcast. I recruited her onto the Polite Society.
Right.
Well, that just means I get to say I used to know her when. And about a year ago. Now, she didn't like what the Texas Rifle and Pistol, is it Texas Rifle and Pistol Association? No, what? Texas State Rifle Association.
Yes.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah.
She goes, I don't think they're aggressive enough. So she goes and lobbies herself. She goes, I'm going to lobby the Senate. So she is a one woman lobbying organization. And then she goes, wait a minute, this is how the Texas Senate sets their agenda? In theory, we can influence this. And she starts talking to local gun groups and becomes a grassroots activist. Lo and behold, let a couple years pass. She gets very wound up and activated about constitutional carry and open carry. And a local politician sees her and says, I want you on my side. Because I'd rather have you in the tent than banging on the flap every 2 weeks trying to tell us what we should do. She became the, operations director for the Texas State Republican Party.
Wow.
Wow. Okay, so then she goes, by the way, there are these grassroots caucuses that are supposed to set the agenda for the Texas Republican Party. And she gets her folks, you know, organized, says, here's what we think's important. Here's the top five. This should indicate what the upcoming legislation is going to be. When that doesn't happen, she gets the party to censure the, what do they call it, president of the Senate for not right. doing what the party... She was going to go on, I think. I don't have this. This is how it appears. The facts are, she was recently fired. And she wasn't fired because she didn't do the grassroots activism and the work of the party. It's because she wanted the party to live up to what it was supposed to be. And she was pointing out, hey, this is how you're supposed to conduct business. And a bunch of the elected politicians said, I'm in office. I want to do what I want. And so they called, enough of them called her boss. And I'm betting that included Governor of Texas, Greg Abbott, because right. Abbott proposed these red flag restraining orders. And Rachel said, hey, all you gun geeks, better get on this. Go talk to the Senate. This is they're going to try and pass it. Here's when and how. And she had her people there, and I don't think the establishment appreciated getting his chain jerked. They fired her.
Well, now, that's not very nice.
Well, it really says it's about money and power, not about... Democracy is just pretty dang inconvenient sometimes, isn't it, Phil?
It is. And this is the thing when you're dealing with politicians. Politicians... It's like being in the ring with a prize fighter. And you've got to be able to measure those politicians when you've got them on the ropes and when you don't. When you don't, sometimes you got to play cover-up. And there's two ways to do it. There's the gradual way within the system, which seems sort of like a dead end. And there's the drastic way where we go and storm the Texas State General Assembly, plate carriers on and everything else, and have the revolution. And that's the only two ways. There's no gradual way to do it unless you try to do it within the system. Now, is it doable? Yes, it is, because look what happened with Trump. Trump is the prototypical non-politician out there that's actually, a leader. He's not a politician. And you can have those leadership qualities and you can have those get things done without being a politician. And you see how much resistance he's getting.
Oh, God, do they resent him?
Absolutely.
Interesting let me finish this with Rachel. Did
sure.
you see that one of McCain's staffers was the guy who suggested to Lois Lerner?
Yes.
Did you talk about that and I missed it?
No, you haven't missed it. I was going to talk about it. I haven't got to it yet, but we most certainly can.
Yes. I love this country.
Yeah.
let's back up because... You and
we only
I
got a
are,
minute left here in this.
Yeah, we've got 30 seconds.
Yeah.
You and I get letters from our Congress critter all the time.
And
then you find out he voted for things you thought were the wrong. And you go, I've called his office. I've wrote him back, said, you know what? You can get money from me when you do what you said you were going to do. And that until then, stop calling. And I'm voting for anybody but you because you lied to me. Well, I'd love to support you after you fix that small problem. I don't think Rachel's going away. I think she can raise enough money to become a full-time activist.
Well, what Rachel could do and what she should do is she should be looking. She was working for a Republican.
Yeah.
She should find another Republican.
Oh, go to see if she could find maybe a state. Ooh,
well, not another state necessarily. She can stay in Texas. But, I mean, for all of that, there's somebody out there that's wanting to, separate himself from the herd.
Good. And, good point, Bill.
Yeah. That's the thing. There's some politicians out there that understand. They look at what Trump did, and they understand what he did. But that's all right. We'll get back to that when we get back. My guest is Rob Morse from Polite Society Podcast, Self Defense Gun Stories. This is Lock and Load. Oh.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearm connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Radio studio. This is Lock and Load. And I am talking to Rob Morse, and he just found out that I forgot to talk about something, and he's excited. So let's talk about that, shall we?
Well, but before we do, I want to highlight your point.
Sure.
That, you know what? There are enough liberty-minded politicians in office in Texas that Rachel may have more options than I at first considered. I appreciate
it. She actually ought to approach Abbott.
He may be the problem, but all right, that'd be interesting.
Well, no, he may be the problem because he's a politician. See, the thing, a politician is only as good as his staff.
Right.
There is no way for these. We're talking about narcissists of the highest level here. And,
right.
You know, for them to actually see beyond the haze that is all of their splendor, they have to be coached by a staff.
Mm-hmm.
And when Abbott was out there talking about gun violence restraining orders, that's just because Ben Shapiro was talking about him and David French was talking about, you know, a bunch of conservative pundits were out there because on its surface, it sounds reasonable until you get down to the part where you take away due process.
Right.
So
and you realize that over 90% get tossed as soon as the person stands up and says,
yeah,
judge, it never happened. There's no record. It's all made up lies, right?
But and then, you know, Greg Abbott would do really well for some one of his staffers to get in his ear and go, do you want to be the governor that did away with due process in Texas?
Right.
I mean, that's like saying cows are not good in Texas. And,
right.
You know,
right. Oil's bad.
Trying to blow up the Dallas Cowboys Stadium. That's, you know, that kind of, it's on that level of bad.
Yes, it would. I like what you said, though. Well, let's see. There's Huckabee Sanders. We can talk. You know what? You should have a week where all you do is make fun of Maxine Waters because she's given us enough material. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
so many knuckleheads, so little time.
Yeah. She is a. Well, I mean, what she's advocating for is the thin line between heckling and violence. Some people can't control themselves.
Where's the ACLU saying free speech is why we're here? The solution to bad speech is more speech rather than shouting somebody down. Oh, oops, I'm sorry. That only works if you're a left-wing activist?
A leftist, yeah.
Oops. God, was that mask pretty thin and it came off in a hurry?
Of course it did. But, I mean, I wouldn't get too awful upset about it. It's always been there.
Yeah.
It's always been there. All that's happened now is the mask. The whole time with the media not getting out there and beating them about the head and shoulders has led them to this belief that, well, that's they can do pretty much whatever they want. So
right. Ooh, I wrote something about the media, and I'm not really beating them up as badly as it appears. It's short, so I want to go over it in this what we have left of this segment.
Sure.
The media's bias and our bias, unfortunately, gives us a very distorted lens of the world. I mean, the media wants to show us a bleeding body because we won't change the channel.
Right.
Ah, well, okay, turn it around from our point of view. If we see something that's emotionally breathtaking, and they keep replaying the story, like attacks on our schools where it goes on for 2 weeks, we forget that there have only been two mass murders in our schools this year.
Yeah, 98 in the last 38 years.
Yeah, right. But each one was so impactful, so gut-wrenching. It's like, you know, it's like a presidential assassination. You go, God, we'd do anything to stop that. And then you go, now, don't say that because you don't want to pay that bill. I mean, put it in perspective. We kill more people every day in highway traffic fatalities than the entire body count for mass murder for the entire year so far. I'm not saying it's a tragedy. I want to stop it. I write about it. I'm going to go take more training. I speak about protecting our schools. But keep it in perspective so you don't do something ridiculous that's actually worse than the disease. More perspective. We kill more people through gang shootings every month than we do in our schools.
Yeah.
And that's just in Chicago. So we need a reasoned approach And that's really hard for us to find. Anything that happens slowly, like, oh, drop violence by 4 or 5% year after year after year, that's us. That's what we've done since the 1990s.
Right.
And, oh, no, guns are still a problem because it went on for 2 weeks in the news. No, you're confusing reality with news reporting. Just like the folks at the border, you know, compared to what divorce and military veterans or military personnel who are deployed overseas, that breaks up a heck of a lot more family than the Border Patrol does. But it doesn't give us that. Those stories aren't, say, sensational. They're, you know, if I give you a daily benefit by a few percent, it never makes the news. And
right.
So you have to read deeper than the headlines. I mean, that's what it means to be an informed citizen. The great news is the same device that can drive you crazy, your cell phone, you take yourself to school on it. You can know way more than the newscaster in a few minutes.
Well, yeah, I have to agree with you, but I was just watching the clock and everything.
Well, I gave you.
Yeah, I know.
No time at all.
Yeah, no, I don't mind that at all. That's why you're the guest. It's okay for you to talk more than me. I talk so much, I get sort of tired hearing myself sometimes. What I was going to say was that for me, I think it is important to point out that there are people that would jump in the middle of these horrendous events and try to stop it simply because of what we know about these horrendous events and get out there. I don't think that's necessarily us wanting to write a check that we might not want to cash because we don't want bad people to kill good people.
Right.
So that's not that bad to me. We should never want to get in a gunfight, but at the same time, there's a lot of things that happen in life that you don't want to get into. So,
We'll talk about that. We only got 15 seconds, and I was going to say something else about that.
Well, you hang on to that.
I'm on Lock and Load Radio. Thank goodness you have me for another segment.
That's right. Two more, at least, and we'll be right back. My guest is Rob Morris. This is Lock and Load.
Piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith. Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump is calling for immediate deportations for immigrants who cross into the U.S. illegally with no hearings. He tweets, the border wall would solve the issue once and for all. Administration officials are scrambling to comply with last week's order to reunite families. Immigrants are still being detained at a number of facilities on the border. Officials from the Department of Human Health and Services say they now have set up a central location in Port Isabel to deal with unifications in Texas. They say they do know the location of all those who have been detained, but at the same time acknowledge that reunifications will take some time, in some cases even months. Officials say they have reunited around 500 families with roughly 1,800 to go. You're listening to USA Radio News.
June is Oral Health Month and the perfect time to brush up on the importance of ingredients in your oral care routine. Dental hygienist Linda Hurst has more.
When it comes to the health of your teeth and gums, ingredients matter. Just as you're mindful of the ingredients in your food, you also need to be aware of the ingredients in your toothpaste. Look for a toothpaste with a natural dental ingredient like baking soda, which is the foundation of Arm & Hammer toothpaste.
Hurst says it's important to choose the right toothpaste since they're not all created equal.
When you brush with Arm & Hammer toothpaste, you notice the baking soda difference. It's a clean you can feel. That's because baking soda penetrates hard-to-reach areas between teeth and along the gum line, while also neutralizing the harmful plaque acids that form in the mouth.
According to Hearst, baking soda has more benefits than just cleaning.
As you eat and drink throughout the day, stains attach to the tooth surface, embedding into the sticky bacterial plaque. The baking soda and Arm & Hammer toothpaste helps dissolve the sticky plaque and gently lifts away stains, leaving your teeth whiter and more polished.
That's certainly something to smile about. For more on the benefits of baking soda, visit armandhammer.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. And I am speaking with Rob Morse, writer, author, podcaster, all this stuff he does. He does lots of stuff. You do lots of stuff, Rob.
Hey, Bill, you brought something to mind. I think we spoke past each other there just for a... When I thought of the crazy stuff that comes up after one of these terribly violent school shootings, I love it that you want to defend the innocent. Thank you. What I hate and what to me seems over the top is that some people, I think, overreact and want to disarm the innocent. To me, that's dangerous. I think we both agree on those perspectives.
Yes.
Did you see these two cute memes about Maxine Waters and the Red Hut restaurant?
No, I did not. But please enlighten me.
I got it. If you're operating heavy equipment, hold on tight. It says if a restaurant owner had thrown out an Obama staffer, the establishment would have been audited by now.
Yeah.
The follow-on was, oh, yeah, I got one that tops that. If a restaurant had asked a Hillary staffer to leave, the owner would have committed suicide by now.
Right.
I thought those were good. I'm biased. I appreciated them.
They're not only good, they're accurate.
They all are. That's what makes it so sweet.
Now, I have something I want to ask you. Now, I have a YouTube channel. It's not the biggest YouTube channel in the world, but right after we got back, after I posted a couple of videos that I did post up, I got on there in the morning and everything was up and it was showing me monetized, fully monetized and everything else. Then I side-noted again and it had a little statement across the top saying, your MCN can no longer access your account. In order to monetize your videos, you have to apply for AdSense.
Okay.
Which my MCN, my multi-channel network, had me monetized. I was already monetized. I was already in YouTube,
monetized by YouTube. But when they pulled the MCN out of the way, and I don't really know why they did that, but my MCN has not gotten back to me, by the way. They're out of Vancouver, Canada, and they just had VidCon where they were hanging out with all the teenage wonderkinds in California. So they haven't gotten back to me yet. But now YouTube is deciding whether or not my channel is suitable and I meet the community standards, even though they invited me to Next Up today. They invited me to the Next Up, which is their YouTube confab, where I would go to a YouTube space. Closest one to me would be New York, and actually go to a YouTube headquarters and sit down and talk with them about building the channel. So they invited me to that while they're reviewing my account. Now let me ask you a question. I've heard this quite a few times now. YouTube is a business, and they have the right to not do business with whomever they want, right?
Perhaps.
Well, how does that apply?
Not unlimited.
How does that apply now with the precedent we've had with these bakers, where these bakers can't decide that they don't want to do business with anybody they want to, and not only do they not do business with them, they get fined enough money to put them out of business. So how does that square up with one business being able to say, "Well, we don't want to do business with you," and another company not being able to say, "Well, we don't want to do business with you"?
I that's an excellent example, because I believe in the case of Colorado, the plaintiffs literally drove past 40 other bakeries to get to this one. So it was a hit job.
Yep.
In the case of YouTube, they are, to me, a utility. They're a virtual monopoly, and therefore could well be regulated by the FTC. Here, show us what your community standards are. How are those applied? And as James O'Keefe points out, let's hoist them by their own rhetoric.
Yeah.
Are you applying fairly and uniformly? Because there are lots of, I mean, Muslims can put on a recruiting video that shows people being beheaded.
Sure.
You show somebody defending themselves with a firearm, and all of a sudden you're called out for being a violent warmonger. I think the truth is it's politics by another means.
Well, but here's the thing. This is from, you know, this is the same group that decided with Roe v. Wade, which was a judicial finding.
Right, right.
That there was a sacramental, you know, constitutional right to abortion because of a judicial ruling. Now, we've had another judicial ruling where somebody has basically decided, well, a company can't not do business. They don't have the right to refuse business, service, whatever you want to call it. But we have other companies that are taking that right and they're saying, well, it's not about free speech. We, you know, so I'm thinking at this particular moment that this is one of those spaces where if somebody with the right lawyer got in play and brought some of this stuff up, at the very least, see, I'd like to see YouTube hauled before the Senate just like Facebook was, because Facebook is sort of laying back right now.
Right.
And that's the thing. The stupidity of this, and this is what I would consider to be the stupidity. I think it's stupid for anybody out there that is existing outside of the government regulatory arm to voluntarily put themselves under the governmental regulatory arm.
Right.
And that's why I think Facebook is sort of laying back a little bit. And I think YouTube needs to be looked at that way. And, you know, there's a lot of people out there talking about YouTube maybe wants to go the way of Netflix, which I could see that. There's also, you know, I had a guy on from John Stokes from the firearm blog and alloutdoor.com. He said that when YouTube does kick it all off, everything's going to go back to the way it was before YouTube, where they came up with YouTube, where it will almost be in the dark web where they designed the next thing to come behind it. It's not going to be instantaneous, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
But at the same time, it's happening as it goes. It's happening right now because there's probably enough people out there saying, I could do that. I could design that algorithm.
What do you think of Vimeo?
Vimeo's okay, except you got to pay to play with Vimeo, and that's for people like... And it's based upon file size. So if you're out there like me trying to shoot a future-proof video in 4K, which is a much bigger file than 1080p, that ends up costing you a little bit of money. At the same time, I don't see any bias in there. And they are the most ready to go. So that is something I may be looking at later on down the road.
I'd read where there was, I believe it, he was a professor of communications who said, oh, no, it's pretty obvious that Google slants search results.
Sure.
And they do it on YouTube as well.
Yep.
And he went at him hammer and tongs, you know, when things literally disappear from the search listing or the biased results get pushed to the top. And there are ways to interrogate the search results in theory.
Right.
If most of us click red, white, and blue had better show up.
That.
And if it says red, white, and Google, uh-oh, they put that up there on their own.
Yes.
And you can, he's finding that and goes, oh, yeah, it's politically biased and the cat's out of the bag.
Yeah, and, you know, just like what was found out about John McCain, I mean, I don't think John McCain is worried about his legacy now because he's probably going to die. And
right.
that is too bad, and I feel bad for the man. But at the same time, dude was a dirty player.
He was
a dirty player in the Senate, and we're well rid of him. Rest in peace, well rid of you. So
I agree. You and I will both host a drink
that
when that happens.
Certain places. Anyway, we're coming up on the next break. And when we get back, I'll tell you what I think about the YouTube thing about the bias. But anyway, Rob Morris, you can catch him at the Self Defense Gun Stories podcast. You can catch him with the Polite Society podcast as a writer at Slow Facts WordPress blog, featured writer at ClashDaily.com and at Amaland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Fire your stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Scott Bauer, and I've been a professional trader for over 25 years. I've traded for Goldman Sachs and was the first Amazon market maker at the Chicago Board Options Exchange. I'm also the CEO here at Prosper Trading Academy, the leading educational firm teaching people how to trade the markets. For a limited time, I'm giving away one of my favorite secret trading techniques used by thousands of our students every day to help build their financial future. To learn this technique right now, call my 24/7 voicemail and just leave your email address. I'll email you my free trading technique right away. Just call 1-800-228-2155. This is the very information my students use every day to invest in their financial future. Again, call 1-800-228-2155 in the next 30 minutes and leave your email address on my voicemail. That's 1-800-228-2155. Call 1-800-228-2155.
If you like alkaline water or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. And I am talking to Rob Morrison. We're just chewing the fat about all the stuff that irritates us, because that's what audio hosts do. We just, you know, we just talk. It's talk radio. Talking is loud. Now, one thing I wanted to point out to you about YouTube. Now, YouTube, like, there's this one creator named Jesse Wellens, and Jesse had two YouTube channels, one called Boyfriend versus Girlfriend and the other one Prank versus Prank. One has over 10 million subscribers. The other one had over 9 million subscribers. And these were both, channels that he built with his girlfriend, who he then broke up with. And now she has kept one and he's kept the other. Now, Jesse has 10 million subscribers, and yet he has been talking about how he'll put out a video. And with 10 million subscribers, you would think that he's going to get millions and millions of views every time he puts out a video, right? But he has noticed that with YouTube, that the search function is broken. So when he puts out a video, and that's the thing about YouTube, everybody's like, well, everybody goes to YouTube because it's the second largest search engine in the world, right behind Google. Well, that's true, unless Google is not out there trying to pick the winners and the losers, which is what Google is for some reason trying to do. So, and Jesse's a part of the crowd. I mean, he's like 35 years old, and he lives out in California, and he does all the cool stuff that doesn't really, you know, he rides a little scooter around. He does these lookbooks. He's cool. He has drones, and he's very photogenic and everything else. But besides that, he's not really doing anything.
Right.
Besides being cool.
Right.
Which is cool to video, but, you know, most of the time when I'm shooting a video, it's like, well, I'm going to talk to you about this one thing, and then I'm moving on. So, YouTube right now is in, they don't really know what to do. They have been caught so many times asleep at the wheel. They were caught with content going up where they would say, this is fine family entertainment with children involved. And the children would be kidnapped in the video by the killer clowns and then duct taped to a wall. And then the advertisers would say, you know, I was looking at my Coca-Cola advertising the other day, and I was watching the Smith Family Channel, and there was a little girl duct taped to a wall. What is that about, Google? And Google lost like $750 million in ad revenue over their not paying attention to what they were allowing on YouTube.
Wow.
So YouTube is running around quite gun-shy right now, so to speak. And, of course, plus the PC culture of gun control is the correct way to go.
Right.
It's just sort of stacking the deck. And a lot, I mean, if you drift cars, you can get in trouble with Google. If you do BMX bike tricks, you can get in trouble with Google. If you do pranks, you can get in trouble with Google. And
goodness knows, don't do anything. Don't do anything. But now, if you do anything fictional, right? Me and you could do a fictional video in there where we kill everybody. We beat them to death with you know, we don't get to show this on screen because it's a movie, right?
Right.
But we can do all kinds of depictions of violence as long as we don't show it, which includes guns.
Huh.
Like if, so if you get up there the and old, you just, yeah. If you get
the
up there.
Old Hollywood style films.
Yeah. If we got up there and just showed like a digital splash every time somebody got hit and didn't show any gaping wounds or anything, that would be perfectly okay with them.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is the problem when you start to regulate free speech.
Yep.
I don't want that job.
Nope.
I can't do it.
It's not something you got to try to make it up as you go. And if you just simply went out there and said free speech for everybody, well, then you don't have to regulate that, but you do have to police it. Like you don't want to, you know, if we got the neo-Nazis and the pedophiles and all those other guys, if they're getting up there putting up video, I could see where they don't want to do advertising with it, which is why some people think they're trying to go the way of Netflix, which means they charge for the content and they control the content.
Right. And I can imagine, now see, I could, but Bill, here's the issue. YouTube blocks. YouTube says you don't meet community standards. And I would say, look, I'm just going to label it. And therefore, it's up to the viewer, you know, what this video is rated violent, but the violence is contested.
Right.
And it's, you know, people doing stupid things, falling off of trampolines. Yeah, it's violence, but it's not one person directed at another, whereas there's, you know, Muslims beheading Christians. Yeah, that's violent.
Yeah.
But I want us to be able to see the world. The liberal idea that the antidote to hate speech is more speech that correctly describes the world. Bill, I love your show. People think you're over the top because you're telling people they have the right, in fact, the duty to defend themselves.
Sure.
Others find that offensive, to which I say, fine, change the channel. Run your own channel that advocates for being an innocent victim. I want the innocent to live through the day.
Well, you know, the whole thing that bothers me the most about that is what they are they actually advocating and saying, I would rather be defenseless in the face of danger. I don't know if any other, you know, if you get out there and say, is it okay to use mixed martial arts? Well, sure. So that means it's okay to pummel somebody to death. Is it okay to use bladed instruments? Well, sure. And then it's okay to knife or cut somebody to death. Is it okay to use pointy instruments? Well, sure. So then it's okay to puncture them to death. But then when you get to guns, which, by the way, all of those methods I just described means you have to be in very close proximity.
That's right.
To whoever your assailant is, which means you better be really good at what you're doing. Because I believe everybody that goes to work and comes home has a moral obligation to the people that are in your family, that think highly of you, that love you. You have an obligation to show up as often as you can. And part of that means that you got to take care of yourself. And one of those things may mean that you have to get hyperviolent.
And it means the strong have an advantage over the weak. The young have an advantage over the old. Men have an advantage over women, which is what they would say. Oh, no, that's not what I mean. On top of that, the people advocating that have our bodyguards.
Yep.
I hope your engineer turned that down so I didn't overmodulate. But
yeah,
wow, that gets me wound up.
That came out very nice compression.
So, but U.S., they say, should they don't want themselves to be disarmed, they want you and I to be disarmed.
Yeah, and I don't growl too much about it. I mean, the fact of the matter is this: they can't make any of this happen.
Right.
They can only take what we voluntarily give up. And the problem is that we have misinformed politicians like Abbott who need people like Rachel to get in there and say, you know, I know you're supposed to be Captain Conservative, but right now you look an awful like Blofeld from the James Bond movies, the criminal mastermind with the cat. So.
Well, now, you said they can't make it happen. Bill, and there are places where state governments can literally do anything they want.
They can.
Because citizens are disarmed and are going to...
Sure. I foresee a time. There's going to be a time. You know, it hasn't been the gun thing, which God knows it should have been. But the economic thing with this new tax reform, where now this all of these state taxes are coming home to roost, where they used to be able to write them off against their federal taxes, now they can't do it. So
right.
Now all these high state tax regimes aren't as much fun. And there's going. I don't know if there's ever. You know, there's going to come a time when. Yeah, they're going to be quite despotic and everything, and they may even build walls. I don't know. And that'd be fine. They can have a little escape from New York scenario. But they're not going to be that populated. They're going to look like Detroit. They're going to be Detroited.
They are, but notice that Detroit failed every way but never changed.
Right.
California is bleeding people. What do California, Chicago, and New Jersey have in common? They're inviting anybody from anywhere to live there free tuition, because those politicians don't want to be disenfranchised.
Right. That's right. You're right about that. But I mean, at the same time, that sooner or later, they will get to the point to where they're like Europe, where they it begins to work against them. And these people they're inviting in, they don't care about the politicians inviting them in. They want theirs, too. So Rob Morse, you can find him. At the Polite Society podcast. You can find him as the guy at Self Defense Gun Stories podcast, one of a kind in the podcast realm. As a writer at Slow Facts WordPress blog, featured writer at Clash Daily, which has to be the most interesting thing ever to work there, and, of course, featured writer at Ammoland.com. Thank you very much, sir, for joining me this evening.
Thank you, Bill.
Yes, sir. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado. DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.